Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I know you said before the season it was going to be your last year, but you were playing so well.
Yes.
Did you second guess this at all?
I'm going to be totally honest with you. I wanted to give it another run because I got hurt. And I was like, man, I got a whole bunch left that I can still do.
Well, that foreshadowed it, didn't it? Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Devin Caney will join the show coming up at 11. What I hear is we may have I Told You So Douglas on deck later in the show. We'll get to him. Nick Sirianni, what he had to say to the morning show today. Kiss the baby later on. A lot to discuss. Some quotes from BG this morning on his official announcement. Quote, I didn't really want to retire in the beginning. Quote, no expectations, but I'm excited. I just can't wait to add a little more value. I expect him to. This does change the way I feel about this team moving forward. And again, I don't expect him to come in here and be an all-pro kind of player, but if he is what he is last year, that makes a difference. And on a team that has two or three holes as we head towards the trade deadline, if he's the player he was last year, that fills one of the holes. Or at least it starts to fill one of the holes, along with Nolan Smith coming back, maybe more Jahad Campbell off the edge, and Howie Roseman could spend his resources to go get a corner or get whatever else he needs. 215-592-9494. And I think we can't undersell the leadership part of this. I mean, Kyle mentioned last year, you know, half facetiously, that the biggest impact he made last year was what he said on the Brandon Graham show about AJ and Jalen. And that's fine. He obviously has a lot of experience in a locker room, especially on the defensive side, that is super young. They have no leader on that side. No guy that has been here for years and years. I mean, I got Hewell here trying to tell me Reed Blankenship is the leader of the defense.
You swatted away Coach Nonek pretty...
I did. I mean, come on now. Let's be. Last year they had Slay and BG on the defense.
Nonek saved Sirianni's life last year.
He did. That is true. 215-592-9494. Does it change how you feel about the Eagles? Your reaction to BG officially being unretired and back as an Eagle? Sarah is in Haddonfield up on WIP. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, good morning. So just you hit, I think, every nail on the head right there. This does not change how I feel about the Eagles. I was born here. I love them, and I will always love them. That being said, love you, Reed, but you're not a voice of leadership on the team. You need that experience. We need the fire. And what I love about Brandon is he will call you on the carpet. He did it last year, and he'll do it again. And I think that's bigger than anything what's happening on the field. That's what we need. We need that voice. And I think that's going to really drive success even further than we've gotten this year.
Sarah, I agree. And to the point of the leadership, you know, I mentioned the Jalen Carter incident week one, and Hugh made a good point. Like, who knows if BG even would have been on the field that moment. But they've also been a defense. They've gotten a lot of penalties on the defensive side. I just think they just need a veteran on that side of the football. And I think it's one of the things Howie made a mistake. I think he tried to rectify it with, you know, Za'Darius Smith, but obviously he decided to retire last week. You need a vet on that side, and they don't have it right now until BG.
And I think it's the way he conducts himself. It's the way he talks to everyone from, you know, I heard him talking about, oh, I can't wait to get out there with Lane on the field. I can't wait to, you know, those veterans, to people like Coop, to people like Reed. We need that behind the scenes because as we've seen how things have been playing out the last few weeks, there's so much going on that none of us are privy to. And he is the person who's going to call it like it is. So it's super exciting to see him come back. I'm so, so happy that his smile and his positivity and his quite frankly, no BS line is going to be back in the locker room.
Yeah, they need it, Sarah. Good phone call. We appreciate it. I mean, for you, of the two parts of it, the leadership, the play, what do you think is more likely he's able to add a lot of?
That's a good question, and I don't know. I mean, to be totally honest with you, I'm not trying to be, difficult or anything like
Wait
that.
Wait and see, Hugh.
Because the reality is this. Even though there's a lot of guys in that locker room that he's familiar with, The dynamic has changed because he ain't been through what they've been through.
I mean, it's been 3 months.
It don't matter. It don't matter if it was 2 weeks. Like, he's still around, but he's not a part of the clan, if you will.
Isn't the same thing as a trade deadline acquisition?
It's different because now when you get somebody to at the trade deadline, there's somebody that has been actively playing
sure.
the whole season.
I mean, in terms of just coming into a locker room, right? Like,
and here's the thing, Joe. There's probably a lot of guys in that locker room that probably won't admit it, but they were happy that Brandon was gone because it gives them the opportunity to go out there and do their thing.
I'm
Brandon's
sure you're
taking
right.
somebody's reps.
But guess what? They didn't earn their reps.
I hear what you're saying,
if Aziz Ojulari was better or – you know, the young guys they had. Look, I think Hunt has a bright future, and he had a nice play on Sunday for the touchdown. Mm-hmm. Jalix Hunt has zero sacks, right? Like, if these guys were better, this phone call wouldn't have been made.
Oh, okay, let me ask you this. Let me see how you look at it like this. The defensive line wasn't playing great, correct? And they didn't get after the quarterback that great, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they did this weekend. They did a decent job this week. They rushed better.
I would say Ojomo and Jalen Carter did.
Well, I feel as a group they rushed better.
But I'm just talking about the edges.
I hear what you're saying, Joe.
They have, if we're being real, it might be the worst edge group in the league so far this season.
I hear what you're saying, Joe. But as a group, they rushed better. That's the point that I'm making. And part of that, I believe, is because there was a threat of BG coming back. Now he's back. Now, nobody's going to say nothing bad about BG because that's not what they're going to do because they know what BG means to this city. But the reality of the situation is BG is stealing somebody's reps. Yeah. And I'm saying stealing. I'm not being disparaging or anything like that, but he's taken away from somebody else who earned the right during the training camp and all the other stuff to put themselves in position to be on the field.
I agree with you, but I also would say they didn't really earn the right. It was by default.
I mean, I hear you.
I mean, wait, but didn't this happen already? After week one, Howie signed Za'Darius Smith. Howie's been telling us
Za'Darius Smith came out there and he was balling.
Yeah, but like Howie's been telling those young players, you're not good enough since September.
Totally
I mean,
agree.
Like he signed two guys that are like the age of 80 combined to take their reps.
Totally agree.
I mean, it's true.
I agree. But it's one of those things. Like BG has to come out there and he has to do it. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
He has to do it.
Yeah, I guess I'm beyond the point of caring if these young guys care.
And I get that.
I mean, I'm going to give you three pieces of evidence that Howie doesn't believe in the edge group he put together. Number one, he tried to trade the moon and the stars for Micah Parsons before the season started. Dallas said, now we're going to turn it to Green Bay. Number two, he signs Za'Darius Smith after week one, and now BG. I mean, Howie might as well scream it from the rooftops that the guys I counted on to start this season, they're obviously not great enough. I need more. I mean, like, so if those kids feel a certain way, I'm sorry, you got to play better. Didn't we just do this with David Robertson? What did the Phillies signing David Robertson tell us about the young relievers in their bullpen? They weren't good enough. I'm like, the Phillies told us that, and then they signed David Robertson.
How dare you bring up David Robertson?
Well, am
How
I wrong?
Dare.
Isn't it similar? They had a bullpen. It wasn't good enough, and they went and got David Robertson.
But how much did it really ultimately impact the bullpen? Like, what did that change you wanting to go get Juwan Duran?
It did not, no.
Okay. Well, that's kind of like, that's my point. Like,
okay.
I would still go get an impact edge rusher, somebody who's actually going
that's
to change
fine.
The look of the defense.
And you could want that more. But I think that Nolan Smith could be an impact guy if he gets on the field. So I see your point, but I think it's a little bit different. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how are we feeling?
I'm going to tell you something. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I actually agree with Kyle Quinn today. Mm. Pretty amazing stuff. But I know you have to take one side of the argument, but you can't really feel deep down in your heart that this BG coming back is going to be the end-all, be-all.
Well, I didn't say end-all, be-all. I said it does make me feel better about the team, and it does change the equation. I mean, slight things in football change things, right? Like, he sets the edge better against the run. They haven't been a good run defense. If he can play at the level he did last year, Aaron, that's an important player on a defense trying to win a Super Bowl. Like, did we forget how good he was last year?
Yeah, but did you forget about the injury that he sustained? I mean, that tricep injury, that is something that can because that's one of his
main. Wait, hold on. I need to call a timeout. I need a timeout. The tricep injury. So this past offseason, when I said I wanted Micah Parsons and I said I wanted T.J. Watt, and part of my reasoning was that Nolan Smith's coming off of triceps and always gets hurt. Joe, shut up. What are you talking about? He'll be fine. So, but now we use it against BG? Injuries or
new
injuries?
Information.
What's that?
How old is Nolan Smith?
New information.
Nolan Smith's 24, 25? And how often is he on the injured? He's hurt all the time.
How old is BG?
I don't know, 36?
Yeah. 36.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe. You know
But you know this.
Longer and longer for injuries to heal.
Obviously not. Obviously not this player. Did we forget what he did last year? He got hurt in November and played in the Super Bowl.
Hurt again.
Joe, we have to go out and get a marquee name in terms of defensive end. We need to
I tried to tell everyone that all offseason, and then I was yelled at.
Well.
Listen, we all love BG, okay? It's a great story that he's coming back. But, Hugh, you know that he has not been in that locker room. So if you think that he's going to go into that locker room and just, like, take over and take on that leadership role, he's lost that. That's gone.
No, he hasn't. You think he's not going to be a leader the day he walks in
there?
Yes.
Hugh, is he going to be able to walk in there and have the same leadership role that he had last year?
I think he will. He's going to have some cachet, but to your point, he has to go out there on the field and he has to do it because it's changed. The dynamic has changed a little bit. That's a fact. The dynamic has changed, and I know Joe's talking about it hasn't been that long ago, but it has because BG retired, right? So it's almost like, you know, you're being the leader of the tribe. You know, you were the chief of the tribe. And then all of a sudden, there's a new chief, but something happens, and then the old chief comes back.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a little bit. It's going to be a little bit of trepidation, but I think he'll be fine as long as he's out there playing.
Joe, the only thing to my argument is I think we have to set our expectations realistically. You're going to get anywhere from 5 to 12 plays a game out of BG, and he'll add some depth to us, but. You know, for him to be an impact player, I don't think it's a realistic thought at this stage in his career.
I think that's fair, the way you framed it at the end. Aaron, good phone call. I think impact is relative. If he can have the impact he had last year, that is a difference maker for me. Like, there's levels to this, right? Like, Micah Parsons is a difference maker because he's the best pass rusher in the NFL, one of the top two or three. I'm not trying to pretend that Brandon has ever been that or Brandon could be that.
But
at
he's a leader. He's definitely a leader in the locker room. No
and
question.
If he's the player he was last year, I think that changes the equation because to me that means how we can say, all right, I'm not going to have Max Crosby out there, but I got a 5 edge rushers I could rotate in. Now I could go get a corner. Like, I don't think Howie's making 4 trades between now. 2 weeks from today, he was the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I don't think Howie's got 4 more trades in him to fix this, that. So if this can help edge rush.
And he's doing this for the future, too.
Right. And then
he's trying to help the future.
Yeah. And if he could help edge rush now with Brandon and then use whatever he's willing to trade to go get a corner, that might be the equation that works for this team. Like, we can all sit here and say we want Max Crosby. Like, sure.
Yeah, I still do.
Yeah, I know. I would too. But they're not going to get him. Right? Like, I mean,
no, probably not.
Right. So if we're going to get one thing, the way I view it is we may have not, maybe solved is the wrong word, but made edge rush better. So now we just go fix corner and have a shot. I mean, I get a lot of pushback for no reason today.
I'm just saying we didn't even really have to be in this spot.
Excuse me.
What's that mean? We didn't. I'm just saying.
But what do you mean?
I'm just saying. We ain't really have to be in this spot.
Don't just say. Yeah,
you have to explain.
What you mean? I got
to
explain. I mean, all I'm saying is we had an edge rush. We had one.
Oh, we're doing this now.
Yeah. I'm just saying. We ain't got to do nothing now. We had one.
Who's the edge rusher?
You know who he's talking about.
Oh, now.
He's trying to, I told you so.
I'm just, what you mean? I ain't trying to, I told you. I'm just saying,
dog. No, you know what? We're going to wait on that.
What are you talking about? Yeah, wait on what?
On that nonsense. I told you so all offseason. All I got, play the young guys, Douglas, over here. I wanted to get Micah. I wanted to get Trey Hendrickson. I wanted to get TJ Watt.
Yeah, all these guys we lost, everything was fine. We had Vic Fangio.
I was yelled at that I said they lost too much to be a championship, the same team. Oh, shut up, Joe. They've got everyone in the pipeline. Same. Meanwhile, Howie in 6 weeks has told us twice that these guys aren't good enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I was with you.
You were.
And that Vic Fangio, while a great coach, needs talent. Like, I mean, it's that simple.
Of course.
They lost a lot of talent this offseason. But I think, I'll say this. I think you have a better chance of fixing the pass rush unit than you do the cornerback unit or like the secondary by just adding one impact piece along the D-line. Because you'll have Nolan Smith, then you'll have Brandon Graham, and then you'll have another edge rusher. And I think that rotation helps the pass rush as a unit better than one corner could. Like, because, first of all, we don't even know if the corner is going to come in and play well. Two, like, the safety situation, Makuba is still young, learning. Like, mm-hmm. he's probably going to be out of position and getting burnt a lot. I think you stand to gain more by adding a pass rusher still, like, to complete the unit than you would just by adding a corner.
Well, they do pass rushing covers goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
So it's like, in essence, if you fix one, you fix the other.
And you can make the argument for the other side. But I just think, in terms of, since you have Brandon Graham now, I think you could almost complete the puzzle by adding another impact edge rusher as opposed to completing the secondary puzzle.
Yeah, and we'll see what they do over the next couple weeks. And maybe Brandon plays as early as Sunday. And that, I mean, again, one thing we don't know until we watch him is what he's going to look like, right? We could go off the idea he is what he was last year. You could go off the idea that he's a year older and he's not going to be that guy. The quicker we see him, maybe we'll see him this Sunday, the better chance Howie has to evaluate what he is. Philly Don down in North Carolina is up. What's up, Philly Don?
What's up, fellas? What's up? Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time calling you guys segment. Joe, I have to agree with you 150%, brother. Hugh, great to talk to you. Long-time Eagles fan. Long-time fan of you, Hugh.
He's coming.
Pause. I don't appreciate the negativity that you bring in, brother.
Tell him, Philly. How am I being negative?
How am I being negative? Wait a minute. Listen, I'm going to let you speak, but tell me you got it. You got it.
You want to dance? We can dance together. Listen, Hugh, so you're bringing me down and it's affecting the fans. Brandon Graham came back. Like, he's going to make a difference. Yes, we're in a bad spot right now with our defense. Like, we need him. And whatever way he can contribute, it's going to make our defense better. One less thing we got to worry about. He don't have to be a world beater. Like Joe was saying, all he got to do is be part of what he was last year, and we good. These young boys is the equivalent of when the long-term principal of the school retires. Now, all of these kids that was well-behaved and doing right because they respected the principal, now they acting a fool now because the principal gone. And I ain't putting 55 in that. And he's not a coach or owner, but he's a leader. He's a born true leader. He's a Philly guy. 15 years here. Like, yeah, we want him back right now. And like, you can't bring this negativity to the fans, because now the fans, I'm listening to you. I love listening to you guys. You know, I'm carrying mail down here in North Carolina, transplanted, and I'm loving it because I get to talk trash to everybody down here, all these Dallas fans in North Carolina. But I need to hear more positivity from my Philly guys, especially my guys that retired as an Eagle.
Yeah, especially like, people like you.
Keep the energy high. Welcome back, Brandon Graham. Y'all keep doing what you do. I love your show. Some of your callers are questionable.
Are you done?
Philly
you
done? Done. Good phone call.
Philly done.
I'm done. You.
Okay,
I'm
now
done,
can I have the floor?
Yes, please, sir.
Well, thank you. Well, Philly Don, I appreciate you being a fan of mine and thinking I'm a Philly guy, but my job here is not to make you feel good. My job here is to give you my perspective. And if that so happens to bring you down, I apologize for that. Yesterday was the day to praise Brandon Graham. Today is the day where I parse together what I think this situation is going to be. You brought some really good things to the table, and some of those things that I agree with, I totally do. But the bottom line is this. Everybody's not going to be happy that Brandon is there, because that means somebody's going to get their place taken out at the dinner table, whether it's warranted or not. That's the fact. That's a fact. Now, Brandon has to come in. The dynamic has changed because Brandon wasn't a part of this training camp. That's a fact. So, like I said, I appreciate the love, but I'm sorry if you feel some kind of way, but my job is not to make you feel comfortable. My job at this radio station is to give you my perspective of what I think this situation brings, and that's exactly what I did.
One thing you brought that I hadn't thought of, and I think it's interesting, is how the other players feel, because I think there's a feeling today that they're all happy, right? BG's coming back. But you brought something, Hugh, that I hadn't thought of, which is the edge rush group realizes some of those guys are losing reps, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up. My perspective as a fan is I don't care. If they were better, they wouldn't have lost reps to an acquisition.
And I totally agree.
That's on them.
And I totally agree. Yeah. And that's okay for you to have that perspective, because that's the way you see it. I've been in these situations. And I've been around situations where this has happened. And that's my job. My job is to give you the other side of it, not to make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
I like that. I do like that.
No, but it's not. And no disrespect to the caller that called in, first time caller. I appreciate that. But you have to understand, my job isn't to be on this radio station to tell you exactly what you want to hear. If you want to hear somebody make you feel better, go talk to your significant other.
Wait, I was waiting for it.
No, I'm saying, I'm dead ass. Go talk to your significant other. They'll make you feel warm and fuzzy. They'll make you some soup. If you like some soup or whatever the hell you want to eat in this inclement weather.
It's almost soup season, by
the
way.
Yeah, it is. I'm just saying, but that's not my job here. My job isn't to tell you what you want to hear.
You like soup?
I've been trying to get into tomato soup, right?
Yeah.
But I haven't found, like.
You got to get a good grilled cheese to go with it. Just tomato soup on its own.
See, I'm not about to poo-poo on nobody's tomato soup, but the tomato soup that we grew up on was a lie.
What do you mean?
It's not as good as
well,
I once thought it was.
You gotta make your homemade tomato soup.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, because I don't like.
I make a lot of soup.
Tomato soup is a lie.
Well,
I'm struggling to work through that.
No, because it's like some of it. I found out that some tomato soup is more hearty. It's more thick. It's thicker than some other tomato soup.
It's my fault.
What are you talking about?
No, some tomato soup is a lot thicker. Like it is. It's more hearty. It's more like it has more.
But like this isn't has new more, information. You know I mean? Like people make different
see,
kinds
I
of soups.
I didn't know that. See, I was because like I said, I'm not trying to disparage
anybody.
Well, how
is it a lie?
I'll get you.
Because it's a lie, because I grew up on one type of tomato soup, and I found out that's they not the leader in the clubhouse.
Listen,
anymore.
There's a lot of scandals in this country. We found out tomato soup.
Should I put up
one.
A poll? Is tomato soup a lie?
Yes, or no?
Like I
slow
said,
news
you don't,
day, Kyle.
I don't want to disparage anybody, but the tomato soup that we grew up on. They ain't bringing it like they should.
I'll get you a good recipe for tomato soup. All right. 215-5, that's what I'm here for. 215-592-9494. All right. Brandon Graham is officially returning. Does this change things for you when it comes to the 2025 Eagles? It does for me. It gives them depth, it gives them leadership, and it gives them an answer, potential answer, at edge. So now they can go get a corner, which we desperately need. All right. Devin Kenny will join us next. Her take on all this. And the Eagles as we head towards week 8. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
With football in full swing, you guys heard me talking about my partnership with Fanatics Sportsbook and their one-of-a-kind fair play injury protection.
There's no better place to bet than with Fanatic Sportsbook, and last night proves my point. Tampa Bay versus Detroit. Veteran star receiver goes down, boom, in the second quarter with an injury. Fanatic's Fair Play voided all pro player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays instantly. Some books protect your bet from the first quarter. Some do nothing. But at Fanatic Sportsbook, when the flip, where they flip losing bets into winning bets every football game day. Instead of leaving bettors hanging, Fanatic Sportsbook came through thousands of bets, automatically protected, no questions asked. Don't wait for a bad beat with other books. Bet with a book that always has your back. Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.